great question. Do opposites attract?
I think they do, but can it sustain longevity? That's where I believe it can't. I come from a mindset where I believe I was in a situation where it was opposite view, opposite ways of thinking within the context of a relationship. And the key, in my opinion, if someone is in that mindset, as far as them thinking that opposites attract or have that longevity aspect, would be if both people in the relationship are also compassionate for one another and practice a little bit of selflessness. What do I mean by that? Well, what happens, I think, that I've seen many times happen is that people that get together and don't build the foundation right and don't have their house in order, they have different ideologies. Well, I think you have a tug and pull going on of ideologies. Like one person feels one way versus the other, right? And it's very hard for one person to give in or to compromise on their values of what they feel should happen in a relationship or in a marriage. So what I've seen happen a lot of times is that one person, even though they understand it's conflicting, they're willing to give in, they're willing to be selfless, right? But the other person isn't. The other person continues to take on more and more until their vision, one person usually feels as if I have to turn this guy around or this girl around, because it's not just women that do it. It's men as well. Men are very controlling in that sense, very alpha, very insecure. It all comes down from a level of insecurity. So that's the problem that I have with people saying about opposites attract or finding somebody that is different than you. Now, I understand that, look, if you're a messy person and you want to find someone else that's very OCD and picks up after you, very organized, and is very into being all, having everything in place, right? And you just all over the place. I get it. Like, things like that do make sense. I believe what I talk about when opposites attract, it's more of the personal, emotional, and sexual compatibility. I think those are the main pillars in a situation. And I believe the more correlation or like-mindedness you have in those realms, then you have an ability to, everything else is semantics, I believe anyway, you know. If you have those, like, for example, if personally you feel different, if I feel that I don't want to do anything with my wife when it comes to my certain hobbies, I don't want you around, and you feel the opposite, we're going to have a problem there personally, on a personal level, right? Because there's some people that want to have all of the time with their man, and there's other people that want to have that space. Like, dude, get off me. I need my own time. So that's where you have to mesh in that mindset, I think. I'm not saying that you can't coexist. You're creating more issues. And I think, again, on the emotional level, it's more if your value system, as far as how you think love should be in a relationship versus the other person, you know, like one person thinking, okay, you know, I need you to text message me and be romantic and do all these things all the time. And the other person is like, look, I just want you to be there for me. I just want us to get home and talk. And you know, they have a different interpretation of how they want their affirmation from the relationship. It could be sexual. It could be like, look, I don't care about text messages. Just give me a head every day. Just do all this other stuff I want in bed and we're good. You know, I don't need you texting me. I don't need you sending me chocolates. I don't need you doing this and that. You have to understand that. And I think, obviously, those are the things that I feel there's a level of a disconnect, because I think people, I can get along with somebody that I don't agree with. I can get along with a racist. I can get along with somebody that is a feminist, whatever you want to call it. I can get along with them. But when you're getting into a relationship context, I think that's where the longevity aspect, that's where I think you got to have your best friend. That's one thing I'm not settling in. I have to feel whomever I'm with is my best friend. I can talk to you about anything. I don't want it to be where I can't talk to you openly because you're going to get offended about something. I have to be able to say, look, I have a bunch of podcasts. Listen to them and you laugh about them. And if you disagree with me, that's fine. It's okay to sit there. You know what? I don't agree with that thought. That's fucked up. You know, I think that, but at the end, we're like, okay, cool. We'll agree to disagree. I still love you. But you're not going to lambast me or crucify me, or you're going to exonerate, you know, whatever extreme harsh things in your mind you're thinking about me as a person, you can't hold that against me. And I think that's the problem, because people are not accepting of one another in the communication and their feelings. And that's why they hold back, because and that's what I've realized in my journey, is that when you're honest and transparent and you're very communicative about where you stand, and you're very concise and very crystal clear, people are not ready for that. People are not used to that. And they're thinking that, okay, this guy is this way, it's going to get worse. Where in reality, this is the way I'm going to be 24/7, 365. If anything, I'm going to get more compromised. I'm going to be more loving, more affectionate, because you've accepted the raw version of me. But people don't see it that way. And that's why I don't envy anybody that's in a relationship, because it's rare that I've seen it be built the right way. You know, like, it's like they're figuring it out years later. And I'm like, all right. I mean, that's cool. It's just one of those things that I feel people, that's what I've realized, is that you can't go and try to make all these differences happen magically. You got to understand, you've lived a life, and that person has lived a life that has built those values in them. And it's very hard to try to come to the middle, because some people are poignant about that thinking. It got them to where they're at now. So how can you go ahead and try to tell them, hey, you got to be better? There's, again, everyone has their own definition of happiness and relationships and love. I try to look at it from a logical point of view, where I think there's some people out there, they want their partner to help them be better. I get that. And I want that for myself too. But I think the bigger underlining component is, are you being accepted for who you are at the core? That's what it is. It's unconditional acceptance. It's unconditional support for that person, and that being reciprocated to you. If that's not happening, then I don't want any part of it. And I've met people like that. And I think people want to always tell me that you haven't found. I found people. I always go back to that. It's the combo. It's like, I find people that are very attractive, or that I find attractive, but I'm not there with them emotionally. You know, I'm not there on that PES, personal, emotional, and sexual level connection. So I know long term it's going to be a problem. And then conversely, I'll find people that are definitely on the same page. We're hashing things out. They're very business minded as far as talking about it. But when it comes to the optics, I'm not there. I'm just not there. And it's not saying that, it's just like me, I'm not going to be attractive to everyone I meet. Okay. That's the reality of it. And I hope people could understand, if I'm not there optically, it's not because you're ugly, you're just not my type. It's not saying that pickles are bad for you. It's just not my taste. It's not something that I enjoy eating. But other people love pickles. So I always get into that conversation with people where they just want you to force feed you into that world. And I always go back to, I was married, bro. I was there for a while. I was there for more than 10 years. Okay. Been in the trenches. Trust me, it wasn't a 2-year Hollywood stint. I was there in the trenches putting in work. And it's something that I can look back now and say that obviously I made some mistakes. I could have been better. Definitely could have been better. But it's also a give and take. And I think that's where, going forward for me, I know what I don't want. And I think having opposites, it's not, in my version of happiness, it's not something I want to deal with. Because I feel that the more contrasting you are, the more compromising you have to do to appease the other person. And you hope the other person's the same way too. You know, it's like politics. I just look at it like it's a political view where you're a Republican and that person's a Democrat. Can you both coexist? Or are you going to go ahead and bitch at each other and fight, knowing that, or feeling that, your ideology is the right one? there's some truth in both of you. Are you willing to go there in the middle? See, and I'm trying to avoid that altogether. I'm just saying, okay, I'd rather deal with a Republican or I'd rather deal with a Democrat. If I'm a Democrat, I want to deal with a Democrat. I'm super liberal, but if you're a moderate Democrat, I'm good. You know, we have a point. We have some commonalities, right? Or if you're an independent and then you're a libertarian, okay, you guys have some commonalities that you can hang your hat on. And you'll be able to coexist. You're not going to be 100% aligned, but if you're 75% aligned, it allows for that transition to be better on those differences that you have. People will be able to tolerate more if they have a large percentage of compatibility with a person on the core values, on the core pillars of what I feel are in a relationship. And that's what I look for. I look for the combo. And I'm in no rush, man. 5 years, bro. 5 years. Free, motherfucker. I don't envy any of you. I'm happy for you. Don't get me wrong. I'm very happy. I'm willing to help you talk about it. I want you to stay married. I want you to be happily ever after. No doubt about it. But don't push that shit on me. I have my own version of it. Whether it'll come down on me or not, I don't care at this point. I'm happy. I like talking about it because I think I'm enlightened to a certain level to be able to see the flaws and talk to so many people from so many different walks of life and understand that everyone has their own definition of it. But I feel if you give me a lie detector test right now and ask me about my level of happiness, I'm real good. I'm very good. I would say I'm probably better happy than a lot of people in marriages that I know. I would think I am. I'm pretty certain now that I think about it. Because I don't go to sleep thinking, wishing I have somebody there next to me. I don't sit there wishing, man, I wish I had some company this weekend. Man, I don't sit there yearning and wanting somebody there with me because the first thing I think about is like, oh, I got to deal with someone and their headaches. I got to deal with somebody with their complaining. I got to deal with somebody and whatever it is they want to do that I don't want to do. I'm willing to do those things later on, okay? Again, I'm looking for as much compatibility as possible. And part of it with me is somebody understanding that, hey, I don't want to see you every fucking time you have free, okay? You know, I don't, you're not a top priority to me. I'm not a top priority to you. You know, we hang out, but we got shit going on, right? You know, I got family, I got kids. I got other things going on, all right? I can't give you all my neediness. And I love when I run into the girls that tell me, man, guys are so needy. Guys are always clingy. I'm like, huh, wait till you get a hold of me. You're going to be worrying about what the fuck is this guy? This guy's fucking weirdo. Yeah, I'm not talking to you. I'm not going to be on that phone all the time. I'll text you, but I'm not going to be calling you. I know I can work myself into that, but that's years where I'll get in the mindset of I'll enjoy talking to you because you're my best friend. Because we are definitely on the same page and we worked it out. But in the beginning, shit. You know, I mean, I'll see you. We'll hang out and we'll have fun. But you can't force my pace. I always go back to that. My pace cannot be forced. And I could be friends with people. I can definitely get on with anyone. But when it comes to that, if I'm talking to somebody and they have a relationship mindset, I'm like, ooh, okay, I'm making sure I'm hitting this emergency brake. I'm pressing hard on that brake pad. And I'm like, well, no, this is 2 miles an hour right here. If you want to go a regular speed, go right ahead. There's plenty of guys out there, but you're not forcing my pace, bro. That's all on you. But I think opposites do attract, but it doesn't have longevity. I don't think so. Unless both people are compassionate and are selfless to each other's ways. But for me, if I'm contrasting in views, then that means I can't talk to you openly about how I feel about things, and no matter how dark or how weird it may seem, if I can't have you accept that, unconditionally accept that, then that's not a person I want to be with. I don't want to be with somebody that I have to be walking on eggshells in whatever I do and whatever I say. What's the purpose of being with somebody that close? What's the purpose of connecting with somebody? That's the way I see it. That's, again, that's my definition of it. Everyone has their own definition of what a relationship should be, but in my opinion, that's the way I want it to be. I want it to be something where you're my best friend. I could talk to you about everything and anything. You support me. You may not like it. You may complain about it. You may bitch about it. But at the end, you're going to be like, you know what, honey? Go ahead. Go ahead. Do your thing. I think that's a bad move, but you go ahead and do it. I'm going to support you. You see what I'm saying? It's like, that's the mindset. But there's people out there that can't do that because they look at it as that's impacting me. That's something that bothers me. It's a level of control. It's a level of ideology that you have that you can't let go of because this is the way you think. And I'm like, cool. I mean, I have no problem with you thinking that way, but you have to accept the way I am. And that's the way it has to be in the beginning. You know, 5 or 10 years down the line, sure. I mean, but I have to make sure that you are understanding who I am as a person. And I think that's what I see so much of with people that I know is that they have this relationship of hiding everything. Like I had a great connection with somebody years ago, and we talked for a few years. And we would talk about everything and anything. Like she would talk to me girl talk. She talked to me straight up like about this guy and how hot he is. And man, I've never done this kind of guy, but I would definitely do him. You know, and she's talking, I'm like, right on. That's cool. You know, I hear you. You know, it's but a lot of guys would be like, what the fuck? It's like, look, you have to understand these feelings occur with people. You know, you have to let them be who they are. So if my partner is a person that has a wandering eye and likes to look at girls or likes to look at guys, whatever the case is, okay, that's who she is. You know, let her talk about that guy and whatever it is. It's a fucking talk. It doesn't mean she's gonna fucking leave you. God damn, it's like people get so sensitive about stuff like that. It's their ego. I have to feel wanted all the time. It's like, dude, did your mom hug you enough? Did you, I look at it from a perspective of at the end, we're in this ride together. And I just feel for you to be truly loved and appreciated, they have to love all the imperfections about you, whatever you say, whatever you do. Okay, and that person, if you're accepting all of my flaws, then conversely, I have to accept all of yours, right? But people don't do that. People want you to accept all of their flaws. Like what I deal with a lot is women want to dump their emotional garbage truck on you and be there for them all the time, but they're not willing to listen to your shit. They're like, you better go figure it out, or you better be careful what you say, because that's, you know, you talking like that means you want to cheat on me. You whatever things you say, it's a problem. So I don't want to go. You know, I don't want to go down that road anymore. It's like it's not who I am. I'm very welcoming and accepting of anybody and their thinking, so on and so forth. You know, like I have no problem with it. I'm telling you. I mean, try me. You're not gonna offend me. But at the same time, I want to feel as if, okay, if I give you these podcasts that I'm doing, are you going to get pissed off? Are you going to look at me differently? Right? I mean, that's kind of the mindset. It's like, and I feel I have a good inkling of what kind of person I'll be with as far as internally, because I've met them and I've talked to them. So it's not as if I'm creating an imaginary figure that isn't part of this existence. No, they're out there. It's more of having the combo. So, but yeah, but opposites do attract, but the longevity is something that's subjective. And don't get me wrong, not saying that you can't be in a marriage, in a relationship, that opposites are very, what's the word I'm looking for? Very evident. But I think that you have a lot of people that are not fulfilled. That's the key word. That's the word I was looking for. You're not fulfilled when you're having to deal with somebody that's contrasting from your view. So anyway, you take that for what it is, man.